For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The FBI is investigating the attack on a Pittsburgh synagogue that left 11 people dead as a hate crime. Bob Jones, the head of the FBI field office in Pittsburgh, says the mass shooting is heinous.
This is the most horrific crime scene I've seen in 22 years with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Members of the Tree of Life Synagogue, conducting a peaceful service in their place of worship, were brutally murdered by a gunman targeting them simply because of their faith.
Pittsburgh Public Safety Director Wendell Hisrich says law enforcement was quick to the scene.
Multiple agencies responded to this incident, and without their courage, this tragedy would have been far worse. Those include numerous state, county, and federal agencies, as well as neighboring EMS services, along with the city of Pittsburgh.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Vice President Mike Pence is visiting the Florida Panhandle talking to victims of Hurricane Michael. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has the story.
Vice President Mike Pence visiting Panama City, Florida, talking to people about rebuilding their homes and businesses in the aftermath of Hurricane Michael.
We're with you. We're going to stay with all of the families of this region impacted by Hurricane Michael until we rebuild bigger and better than ever before, and working very closely with Governor Scott.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Former President Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail talking about President Trump as he was stumping for Democrats in Milwaukee.
I've got to believe that there's certain things that transcend party, and that whatever your political background, I'm hoping you think it's wrong to hear people spend years, months, vilifying people, questioning their patriotism, calling them enemies of the people, and then suddenly you're concerned about civility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump spoke at the Young Black Leadership Summit. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
The president expressed confidence in the success of the young people in the room.
Each of you represents the future of our nation. You know that. You are not afraid to stand up for your beliefs or stand against injustice. You refuse to be told by the same failed voices how to think or what to believe. You understand that. And you see what's happening with our country, how great it is, and how well different groups of people are doing.
Throughout his speech, the president blamed Democrats for wiping out good-paying jobs in the black community and for contributing to high crime and poverty rates in inner cities. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
It can be really disappointing to cover up your clever costume with a coat and gloves, but there's some ways to stay warm while trick-or-treating without sacrificing your artwork. John Clemens reports.
Across the upper Midwest and eastern Dakotas into the western Great Lakes, readings will be in the 30s to the middle 40s on Halloween night. AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Using costumes that are kind of full body costumes might be a good idea. Those are good ways to stay warm. Kind of a pretty good idea is to maybe get a costume that's one size bigger. That way you can layer up underneath the costume rather than cover up the costume by wearing a coat over top of it.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.